Peter's moved on down to Asheville. Hello, folks. Welcome to Epis Ride Along, Season 6, Episode 6, addressing the A380 in the room. It's no secret that world events have been drastic in the last couple months, and I think we need to kind of sit down and talk about how this might impact our hobby. Air travel in itself is something that's generally reserved for the affluent. The simulation of air travel is also something that is generally reserved for the affluent, or at least the group of people that prioritize entertainment over other things. I'm, you know, in the latter, I prioritize entertainment over important things like, you know, food. But in either case, we are in a very strange place in the modern context of the rest of the world in our hobby and our activity. And I think it behooves us to really think about that and go, okay, so I'm spending all my time and my energy on flight sim. Not everybody has the luxury of doing such a thing. Is there anything that I can do while I'm still enjoying my hobby that can, you know, help the world in other ways? I just think that's something that might be worth asking yourself as a flight simmer. Because, you know, it's important right now to have something that we enjoy and to continue to be able to be entertained and be actively engaged as part of taking care of yourself. But at the same time, it's like, well, it helps to be aware of the broader context within which you're currently simming, I guess is the way I'm going to say that. So that's the A380 in the room that I think needs to be addressed, and at least mentioned, here at the top of the show. Now, that said, I have been very fortunate in that my simulator is back running again. I do seem to, the root issue was RAM, so I replaced a bad, or I removed a bad stick of RAM and everything's working now. The new video card is in and everything else. So that's awesome. It's great to have the sim back, except that, I've found as I've been simming, since I've gotten my computer working again, at least at a temporary stage, is that the simulation experience is kind of stale right now, for me. And I don't know why that is. I don't know what I could potentially do to kind of spice it up. But I have noticed that, you know, since, returning to the simulator, it's kind of like, it's not really doing as much for me as it used to do. And I don't know why. So anyway, that's what I'm currently looking at. With regard to things that are currently going on in the simulation community that, or simulation community and development community that I think are interesting right now, I just read the press release that Project Fly version 4 is due to release soon. The servers will go down for the upgrade on the 25th of June at 9 GMT. I am excited for this. I think it's well established where I stand with Project Fly in supporting it. And I hope to see some good improvements, in version 4. And I intend to subscribe to version 4 because I've found, with 1,001 flights logged now on Project Fly for me personally, it is an important ingredient in my hobby, and as such, I should be spending money on it. And with that little PA in the background, you can also hear something else that is, still a part of my flight sim, environment, and that is, PAX. PAX has been out for about a year now. And while I enjoy it, it's still it still doesn't quite do enough to really keep me with the sense that there's passengers in the back. I have not had any unusual occurrences or emergencies happen in all the hours that I've used PAX, and I've used PAX quite a lot. I'm not quite sure why. It serves primarily, it seems, the way I've used it thus far, even with the updates over the last year, that it, you know, kind of provides some ambiance and announcements, but that's about all it does. So it's kind of, you know, STFDI, you know, starts looking at the MD-11, and, you know, having shifted their focus away from PAX, I think that's kind of a bummer. But I can't really say necessarily what could be done to make PAX better. So I just, you know, since she made the announcement and I'm flying as I'm recording this, I thought I'd mention that. So, but yeah, you know, we've got PAX, we've got a working sim, I'm excited by Project Fly, to see what the new release has. I intend to financially support it. Another announcement that I saw that I'm excited about is Burbank from Orbix. I can't say Burbank is my favorite airport, because the runway is just so darn short. But I think it's good to challenge myself. So I'll challenge myself occasionally by flying into Burbank or flying into Santa Ana or flying into Houston Hobby or flying into Midway. And I gotta say, I don't really enjoy the challenge, but I feel like I should engage in such challenging approaches or airports for me. So that's part of the appeal. The other part of the appeal is it just looks spectacular. The question I have is how well will it run on my system? I assume we'll find out next month, so I'll report back on that. The final thing that I thought is worth mentioning, as we, do our monthly check-in here, is the Thrustmaster Airbus product line. The appeal of the yoke, or not of the yoke, good grief, of the side stick to me is there, but I'm more interested in the throttle. And I kind of flirted with this towards the beginning of the month, this month, and the latter part of last month, you know, the idea of getting a more advanced throttle control. Because my control setup historically has been the CH Eclipse yoke and the CH Pro pedals. And I've been fairly happy with those. Recently, as I was fighting with my computer and trying to figure things out, I switched to the, Logitech Extreme 3D Pro, which is essentially my backup joystick. And I did that to make life easier, because it was getting to be a pain in the butt to move the yoke around. So the yoke is currently not in use, so I'm currently using the joystick. And I've successfully adapted back to the joystick at this point. So, you know, going to a side stick, for my Airbus flying and for my flying overall, because let's face it, I'm too lazy to change it out every time I go from an Airbus to a Boeing. You know, is not, you know, it's not undoable. It's not, I can't, you know, it's something that I could see myself doing. But my greater interest is in the throttle. Now, why do I have an interest in the throttle? Well, essentially, for those that might not be familiar with the Airbus, you have detents in the Airbus throttle. And the way the typical joystick or yoke throttle works for Flight Simulator, you know, finding those detents when there's no detent on the actual throttle is a pain. So every time I go to fly the Airbus, and I'm frequently flying the FS Labs Airbus A320 series these days, it is a constant struggle to find and maintain that climb detent. So this throttle from Thrustmaster, licensed from Airbus, with the Airbus style design, is very appealing. You know, other benefits, of course, include reverse thrust and that sort of stuff. So I'm very interested in this throttle. We'll have to see what comes of that. I'm going to have to keep working with myself and reminding myself that I need to be planning for and investing in hardware in addition to software when it comes to flight sim. I don't know. Things like Burbank and things like investing a little bit monthly in Project Fly and things like you know, getting new flight controls. You know, it's hard to say no to these things. It's Temptation Island. It continues to be for me. So, that's where things are right now. Not too much to talk about. I would like to circle back though to the top of the episode and say again, you know, I think it behooves us in this time, especially, you know, when you look at the real world, airline world, where people are being laid off, flights are significantly reduced. You know, it's an inconvenience for a flight simmer, in that it's harder to steal flight plans from FlightAware, but it also should be a reminder that, you know, we're simulating something that's very much impacted by real world events. And it might be good to see if we can figure out what that means to us. So I think that's going to do it. I am going to see if I can produce another episode this month with the co-host. I'm not going to make any official announcements until we actually record something. Yeah, I think that's going to do it. I guess I'll leave you with one question. When you find yourself, or if you've ever found yourself, in kind of a moment of staleness in your flight sim experience, what do you do to kind of spice things up? Let me know. NICNACJAK@gmail.com. And until next time, happy landings. So catch me if you can. I'm running hard without a compass or a plan. So catch me if you can. I'm on the box, my hat pulled down, with a bottle in my bag. I'm on the boat against the rail, with the wind against my back. I'm on the road, the open road, with my thumb outstretched from my hand. So catch me.